Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Tuesday, October 7th. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape the trading day today. Indian markets extended their gains for the third straight session, with the Nifty reclaiming the 25,000 mark, supported by strong moves in financials, IT and Reliance Industries. The Nifty Bank jumped over 500 points to close at 56,100, while the mid-cap index advanced over 500 points to 58,015. The Nifty IT index led the sectoral rally, rising nearly 2% ahead of the earnings season, while hospital stocks saw sharp buying after the CGHS rate revision. Max Healthcare and Fortis both rallied around 7%. Among heavyweights, Kotak Bank and Bajaj Finance gained on the back of healthy second quarter updates. Shriram Finance extended its winning streak, rising 10% over the last week. In the broader market, Avenue Supermarts slipped 3% after a weak quarterly update, while Trent ended at the day's low despite a 17% revenue growth in the second quarter. On the other hand, Nykaa and Delhivery surged 7% and 6% respectively, supported by strong festive demand trends. Buying also returned to capital market stocks, with BSE climbing over 6%. Aditya Birla Lifestyle Brands rose nearly 7% after an exit by Flipkart in the block deal. On the fund flow front, foreign investors were net sellers at 314 crore rupees in equities in the cash market, while domestic investors turned in strong buyers, purchasing 5,036 crore worth of shares on a provisional basis. Going forward, experts say the undertone remains positive, with the next resistance seen around 25,300 to 25,400, while immediate support lies near the 20-day exponential moving average zone of 24,950 to 24,920. Let's now take a quick check on the global markets. Japan's Nikkei hit a fresh record high on Tuesday for the second straight session, powered by a tech rally on Wall Street after a landmark deal between OpenAI and AMD, seen as one of the most direct challenges yet to chip-making giant Nvidia. Chip stocks were among the top gainers on the index. Markets in China, Hong Kong and South Korea remain shut for holidays. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has announced a 25% duty on medium and heavy-duty truck imports, effective 1st of November. The move added to trade tensions and could weigh on auto stocks in the coming sessions. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is signaling a mildly lower start for the Indian equities. In Europe, stocks ended mixed on Monday as political uncertainty in France rattled sentiment following the shock resignation of Prime Minister Sebastian Lecornu just weeks after his appointment. US futures are slightly lower after Wall Street opened the week with record highs. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq climbed to fresh peaks, fueled by a wave of merger and acquisition activity. The Russell 2000 also hit a record, crossing 2,500 for the first time. AMD shares surged nearly 24% after striking a deal with Sam Altman's OpenAI, which could eventually see the AI firm take up to a 10% stake in the chipmaker. Nvidia, however, came under pressure following the announcement. In the banking sector, Comerica shares rallied close to 14% after Fifth Third Bancorp agreed to acquire it for $10.9 billion in an all-stock transaction, creating the ninth largest U.S. bank by assets. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield rose over 4 basis points to 4.16%, while the dollar index strengthened 0.4% to 98.1. In the commodities market, oil prices climbed more than 1% after OPEC Plus announced a smaller-than-expected production hike for the month of November, easing supply concerns. However, a soft demand outlook continues to cap gains. Gold extended its rally, scaling a fresh record above $3,900 per ounce amid rising bets on Fed rate cuts and global uncertainty. Let's move to the key stocks that could be in focus today. HCL Tech has joined hands with MIT Media Lab in the US to collaborate on next-generation AI research, strengthening its innovation and tech capabilities. LTI Mindtree has secured a multi-year deal with a global entertainment leader, expanding its footprint in the media and entertainment vertical. Bank of India posted a strong second-quarter business update. Global business rose 11.8% year-on-year, while global deposits were up 10%. Global gross advances grew 14% year-on-year. Domestically, deposits increased 8.5% and advances rose 14.6% vis-a-vis last year. Metropolis Healthcare reported a 23% year-on-year rise in revenue, with its B2C business up 16%. The True Health Wellness and Specialty segments saw strong growth of 25% and 36% respectively. Meanwhile, Zydus Life Sciences received approval from Health Canada for its tablets used in the treatment of hypothyroidism. Coal India has entered into an agreement with the Chhattisgarh Mineral Development Corporation to explore critical minerals, a key strategic move for diversification. Oil India has signed an MOU with Mahanagar Gas to explore opportunities in the LNG value chain. Moving on, Brigade Enterprises signed a joint development agreement for a premium residential project in Chennai with an estimated gross development value of 1,000 crore rupees. Dilip Buildcon has received a letter of award for developing a 100 megawatt solar power project in Madhya Pradesh. And in a major block deal, Flipkart Investments offloaded a 6% stake in Aditya Birla Lifestyle Brands for 998 crore rupees at an average price of 136.45 rupees per share. The stake sale saw strong institutional participation. SBI Life Insurance bought 1.7 crore shares, Nippon India Mutual Fund purchased 1.8 crore and ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund acquired 1.9 crore shares. Moving on, primary markets continue to bustle with activity. Tata Capital's IPO enters its second day, while WeWork India's 3,000 crore rupee issue wraps up today. Adding to the lineup, LG Electronics' 11,607 crore rupee IPO opens for subscription. The issue is entirely an offer for sale, with the price band set at 1,080 to 1,140 rupees per share. Retail investors can bid for a minimum of 13 shares, translating to an investment of 14,820 rupees at the upper end. Meanwhile, six companies, including Lenskart and Wakefit, have received SEBI approval to launch their IPOs. Let's now move on to our Voice of the Day segment. Here's Nirav Karkera of Wisdom Research, and he shares his outlook on banks ahead of the second quarter earnings season. Let's listen in.
Of course, the central bank stimulus is a very, very important lever in terms of aiding the margins. But what's more important is that the banks have been facing quite a difficult period when credit offtake had quite literally plateaued. And at the same time, it was difficult to gain access to low-cost deposits with dwindling CASA growth. I feel a couple of these vectors have now started showing signs of turning around. Like you rightly said, credit offtake has started, and it has only started. It is not really taken off in full steam as yet. Better days are ahead of us in terms of credit offtake. But one thing that we're clearly seeing is that the CASA balances have showed up, which gives the lenders a lot of confidence in their ability to access low-cost deposits. In fact, a couple of marquee announcements, like the ones made in the previous MPC meet, including the one wherein banks are now allowed to fund large-scale M&A, at the same time, the provisioning requirements being eased out, acts as key levers which will support the banking ecosystem going forward as well. And all of these support are not just going to be top-line accretive, but also margin accretive as operating efficiency continues to improve at the bank level, especially talking about selective NBFCs and private banks.
That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.